Anyway, we get several prophetic newsletters from several different organizations, and we go. I read one last night, and it was bad news from the very top to the very bottom. It was article after article after article after article, about, you know, that much print, each article. And it was bad news. It was bad news about what's happening in Russia and the consequences on the body of Christ. It was bad news of what's happening in Iraq, Iran, China. The saddest thing was it's bad news about what's happening in the body of Christ, or branches in the body of Christ, that are turning from the Lord Jesus Christ and turning to strange ways and going the world's ways and universalism, etc. You don't have to have any absolutes. It was bad news as I read the word last night. We're in the minor prophets right now in the reading through the Bible in a year. You put those minor prophets together with revelation and it's revolution. Right? And I thought, oh my, what is happening in the world? Where are we? Is this the gray horse, the black horse, the red horse? Which part of Revelation? Which part? Where are we really? It's the end times. Well, they said that when Jesus was still alive, that it was coming to be the end times. They said it down through the centuries. I think we're closer to it now. And I thought, Sherry, what's going on? And it was like the Lord said to me, what have I been saying to you? And I got still, and I got quiet before the Lord. I know what the Lord's saying to me. He's saying one verse to me over and over and over and over again. And that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Christ in you, Sherry, is the hope of glory. Christ in Jeannie was the hope of glory for that cashier. That was Jesus in Jeannie that made that lady not have to give of her paycheck or whatever and make up the difference in that cashier at the end of the day, that cashier's report at the end of the day. What was it that made Jeannie do that? Just Jeannie? No, it's Christ in her that would not allow her to walk out of that store with change that she knew did not belong to her. It's Christ in you. When I do something that causes you to stumble, or I do something that hurts you, that allows you to forgive me. It's Christ in me that allows me to forgive you if one of you looks at me differently or does something that causes me to have a jolt to stumble. It's Christ in us that makes the difference. And that's what Jesus is saying. No matter how dark it gets, no matter what we have to go through, it's Christ in us that's the hope of glory. And then Jesus said, and this is the season for my birth. This is when you celebrate my birth. And I thought, you picked a little 14-year-old girl. A little 14-year-old girl that must have had a wonderful mother that raised her, sure. That Jesus would want, that the Father would want to pick her to be the mother of his son. Yeah. Mary was a great, wonderful little girl. And we think of somebody very mature that would be able to accept this kind of news. No, she wasn't mature at all. She was just humbled before the Lord. She was precious before the Lord.
Amen.
And I thought, and what was her response? Which took me to the scriptures in Luke 1:46. And Mary said, at this news, Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Christ was going to be in Mary.
That's good.
Christ was going to be put inside of Mary. And what did she do? Her soul magnified the Lord, And her spirit rejoiced in God her Savior.
Yes.
That's what happened. He was enchristed in her.
That's good.
He was in her. Is that not the same Christ?
Yes, it is.
That was in Jeannie yesterday at that cash register
Amen.
Stand, that's in you and I as we face tough situations. Let me bring it back to what Cece and Elaine are going through. Is it not Christ in you that helps you not just want to bong your mother when she says, you haven't fed me breakfast? My goodness, you know that's an affront. Yes, I did, and I fed you a very good breakfast, mother. You know, he's like, bing, where's your head? You know? No, Christ in you is the hope of glory for Evelyn, for your mama. Christ in you makes you different. Christ came in to Mary. That same Christ is in you and I. Let's stand and let's say this verse, because this verse belongs to us. As we receive Christ, as we realize that He's in us to make us act different, walk different, talk different, we can also say this verse. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. You have something in common with the mother of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's worship.